After lunch. Yeah.
Is
So we decided on our market, and so this feedback from the marketing department is really about trend watching. The methods we use to decide on current trends and so on, market trends, we did our traditional, our usual market research study with our 100 subjects. The general feedback from them is that the most, I'm sorry, I'm slightly tongue-tied after lunch, so we decided on the most important aspect required in a remote control device, and we'll come to that later. So that was one of the first things we did. Also, with our company being forerunners in putting fashion into technology, we also looked at a fashion update using our consultant on fashion design in Paris and Milan. So the general findings from that was that in market trends, the most important aspects for remote controls were people want a fancy look and feel rather than the current functional look and feel of remote controls. They also want a remote control to be technologically innovative and, of course, as we predicted, that it should be easy to use. And we should point out that the first of those findings, fancy look and feel, is the most important. It's twice as important as the second, technologically innovative, which is in turn twice as important as being easy to use. So possibly that the feature that we put first is actually third. It's still important, but it's third in order of preference for the subject that we looked at. Okay. Now the fashion update, which relates to very personal preferences in our subject group, we found from our consultants in Paris and Milan, who attended all the design and fashion fairs then, that fruit and vegetables are going to be the theme for clothes, shoes and furniture. So should we be thinking of using something like that in our remote control design too? There also seems to be a trend towards a spongy feel to materials, again in contrast to last year. So a lot of interesting feedback there, both in our market research department and from our people in Paris and Milan. It'd be interesting to see what our design people make of that.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Let's start from the inside and work our way out.
Fine. That's okay with me.
this, so you just press buttons and it should activate things on the TV, and we discussed last meeting it should be easy to find. Also, in this study, I've looked into the availability of some of the materials, because some of the things that we looked at last time unfortunately aren't available. Bindings, I've got my nice little picture there. This is the chip called the TA11835, which is what's used in pretty much every remote control, because it sends out standard signals based on your input, and it's pretty much used for all TV remotes at the moment. And then we're looking into battery options. There's, actually no rechargeable option available. So I saw the standard AA and AAA, which we thought were a bit too bulky at the moment. Dynamo charging, I thought that might be a bit silly, to be honest. People, what it's basically like wind up radio.
Right.
So you wind up your remote control before you use it.
What kind of alarm can you get out of that? I mean, can you pick it up and then wind it for 2 minutes and then that's it for the night?
Yeah, yeah, I presume you wouldn't have to wind it for very long, but I don't think it's really sort of necessary when you think of the next two options, like the solar charging, because most people have the light on in the room anyway, so they could get when
you've got
TV. No. Is that all right?
Yep, regarding the sizes, which one you think will be like, because we have to take into consideration size also. So maybe it's standard AAA might take lesser space and Dynamo might take more space.
The Dynamo would take more space because you actually need a physical sort of handle to wind up.
I'm pretty sure the solar is from that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it carries electric wires. But I mean,
that's
not many. You don't want to limit your market. I mean, people who live in basement flats, there's not that many people. But there are people.
Yeah,
right.
Most people also watch TV in the
night.
But then it would be charging through the day. I think the point is that it charges through the day and then got it charged.
But I think the next one's the best anyway. The kinetic charging, which is like you get it in wristwatches,
yes.
And you don't even notice it. I mean, the amount of probably moving around you'd be doing all the time would charge it up. I don't think you'd ever need to actually physically start shaking it up to make it work.
And are this like, what is the life of the kinetic battery? It runs for a long time?
It charges into some form of, it's a smaller cell,
mm-hmm.
which it charges into. And the size sort of a watch battery, because they use them quite frequently.
Okay.
And that would last for, I'm not entirely sure how long it would last, but I've never seen one run out.
But then if you think about a watch, it's on your wrist, so it's on your whole body, it's on your body the whole time.
Yeah.
So you're walking around, you're doing things, it is moving a lot of the time.
Yeah.
You switch the TV on and you put it on the side, then you pick it up to change it and you put it on the side.
Yeah, but then
is
again,
is it really going to be enough?
I think it is, because if you think about it, the watch, although it's only a tiny amount, it's always moving for the whole day, and they don't run out overnight when you leave them on the side.
Okay.
And for the same reason, you're only using it for an incredibly short amount of time just to send a signal, and then you're finished with it.
So it's not the draw on it, is it?
No, I don't think the draw on it would be.
Referring back to solar charging, is that compatible with standard batteries? I mean, could people put standard batteries in?
Yeah, I think you could have a dual power thing, but the thing with the solar cells is you would need to put them on the case, and they, because if you like on a calculator, they're quite big, and they all look identical.
Solar would be slightly big, expensive.
Very expensive.
It's 12.4.
Yeah, the normal batteries would be the cheapest. I presume that it would actually be the solar charging ones. But dropping. Because if you drop stuff, yeah, if you have the size you'd need to charge a remote, it wouldn't be that big. But I mean, if remotes always get thrown around and stuff, so I think, yeah, practically. I mean, calculators you don't really throw around a lot, whereas remotes you do. They can.
Don't KFCs just have a battery?
Yeah, they do. But yeah, they've got dual things, but the batteries are smaller.
Another question is like, sorry, which one would last the longest? Because we don't want customers to be like, you know, charging like a mobile phone every day. A remote control, like, so
yeah, same.
We have to look at the life also.
Yeah, if you had something using the standard batteries and the standard charging, I don't think it. I think the it would. Well, you know how long the standard AA's would last in, or
it would just
AAA's
attract
would
from
last.
The attractiveness of the.
Yeah, I think it would. Yeah.
Okay, can we add in an attachment to clothing feature?
Okay.
Can we think about that? Because if we're doing the kinetic thing,
yeah.
Shouldn't we do some market research on that first before we add it in? Because
we'll add it in to think about.
Right, okay.
Because. If it is the kinetic thing, and it is small, and it is portable, and it is a different shape,
mm-hmm.
and the kinetic is something people don't do, kind of, we're doing something original and different. But if you wore it, if it's something you could just clip on your pocket, then you would have that less, you wouldn't lose it so much. But then maybe that's looking at someone who's just sitting on their own, as in, eternal battle for control of it.
It's not something that's come up in any of our focus groups and market research.
No.
It's not something that people are looking for.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Something to put on the side to think about.
Okay, right.
Okay, well, I'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
My second part of my findings, the most current remotes use this silicon PCB board, which printed circuit board, which basically has these contacts that are really close together, and then when you press down on the wrong button, it'll connect the circuit, and each switch is connected to different legs on the chip, and so sends a different message, and that then gets translated by the chip into the code, and then it's fired out of this LED and a sequence of on and off bursts.
What kind of things do we have to consider there? What kind of size? Does it come in varying sizes, or is it just one size?
Well,
and we would have to fit the.
Well,
size
the thing about it is, they can be as big or as small as you want them to be, because you can print a circuit board like that. It's simply spaced like that, so you can have fit the size of the 9 buttons in. If you see how thin the tracks are,
mm-hmm.
you could put them virtually right next to each other and have a much smaller switch on each one if you wanted to. But there is an option to do it like that, or you could have some sort of array of switches, which I'll speak about in the next bit. So that, and then to conserve battery life, the remote should be in the standby mode while not being used. Now, what I was thinking about that was, because sometimes when you have these things, they've got little lights on behind the buttons, so you can see what all the buttons are. Like on a mobile phone, you do it more often than on a TV remote. But you could have lights behind the buttons, and after like 5 or 10 seconds of not being used, I'd have that turned off if we decided to go buttons that could light up. The case material, I've been sent what the factory can actually give us. There's the plastic, which I think we were going to go for anyway, as the main case housing. And the main saying that people like this spongy feel, this one, so perhaps something made of rubber, but I was thinking more of the buttons, because the buttons which they've said that they've put across are what is used in some stressful manufacture, and it's meant to be anti-RSI. I'm not sure how that would work, because surely your fingers would still be moving over the short distances, but that's what they said. The problem with the casing is that there's quite a few design restrictions that they've got on the shape of the case. If you go for titanium, they can only do a standard box shape, whereas if you come to plastic, they can be a little more, they can do sort of curved shapes. But whether or not, because we'd have it in two separate units
Second
for the
thing
first
is,
time.
yeah, and second question is like mobile, you can change the cover. You call it a skin or whatever. So in this case, if you're looking at like a customer can change the color, like from green, parrot green to chili red or something like that.
Yeah,
So is that
absolutely.
feature available in like titanium, or it's like only specific to plastic?
Yeah, in titanium, I don't think it'll be available at all, really. Well, you could make it available in the titanium. It's just it would be so expensive to buy a new case for because of the expense of how much titanium is. It's light and strong, but I think it should be left for aircraft design rather than
It does
for
melt quite
remote.
easily too. If you let it cool, I've got one back on myself, which is titanium, and it does melt very easily if you drop it. I'm just wondering if we make a basic mold out of plastic but have like a rubber cover that goes
Rubber,
over
yeah.
it that gives a spongy feel, that also allows us to kind of have different
And you
fashion
can peel them off, yeah.
Yeah.
So instead of the fascia that comes off being plastic, the fascia that comes
Like a
off
rubber
would be the
skin.
rubber.
Something
Like
like
those pens that you get with the grip
Yeah.
All right.
that you can
That could be a
peel
good idea.
off. Okay.
It would be comfortable to hold on also.
Fairly cheap way of changing the look of it, and people can just buy a new one if
Yeah.
they want to.
Well, that's been really popular with mobile phones, so I don't see why not.
Also the just going back to the interface designs with the buttons, we were planning to do some sort of touch screen. Now what I was saying before about instead of having you could have just a bare PCB circuit board, and I'm sure you could probably get it in different colours, and so just by touching it with your finger it would make the connection over if you had them close enough. That would be one option. The second option, they offer rubber buttons, but I thought that an LCD type of screen, because one, they're incredibly thin and don't take up much space. Two, you can have them in a sort of array, and you could arrange the buttons on the screen in a sort of set thing. You could have them like a touch
Sorry, I didn't get the
screen.
last part you're talking of.
What were you
Just what you
saying?
said, I didn't get the meaning of it completely. You're saying like.
Oh, on the LCD screen,
Uh-huh.
you could fit it. The problem with it basically is that it's flat, and so you can't do lots of
Okay.
curved things with it. But you wouldn't have with the LCD, you'd have the wires coming off. You wouldn't have that with the LCD. You'd only have that with the printed circuit board. Also with the
Sorry to interrupt. I don't see why the curved thing is a problem. If we, for example, had a shelf,
Yeah.
Oh, it's to be flat
yeah,
inside.
you can have a
Yeah.
flat screen inside. Yeah. But
Then
I'm
we
just
have one
wondering
screen.
whether we want an LCD screen inside. It wouldn't be like full colour, it would just be black and white. But there'd be touch buttons, so you wouldn't be pressing down on them. Or we could have rubber buttons which are made of this material which is anti-RSI.
I think it would be good to have a contrast between if the whole thing is going to
It's
be this
rubber.
rubber thing, it would be good to open it up and see something quite fancy
Yeah.
looking inside. Now, how would you distinguish, if you had it bare, how would you distinguish where you had to press? I mean,
Yeah, I hadn't really thought
this
of
is
that.
another idea. I don't know
Yeah.
if it helps with that, but just to do with the RSI, is it possible, just as an option, when we open it up, people can use their fingers to press the button, or we have inside like a small pointer thing
Yeah,
that you can
you could have some sort of stylus that you
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That to replace
For
it.
somebody who surfs very often, if you would, a person who switches channels very often or does use a particular function very
Yeah.
often, he'll find it very irritating to use early, you know.
Yeah.
And he might spoil the touchpad very fast compared to a button, like
Yeah.
if you keep punching with a pointer or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Just a thought. We wouldn't actually need one in the cube anything they've got, couldn't they? A pencil, a pen, so we wouldn't really need a.
Okay, we'll talk about that. So we'll keep in the share and
Yeah,
we'll come back to that.
that's the end.
I just one small question before, like, you're this thing. Regarding the circuit, since we are having a flip top, we can customize the two circuits for different type of buttons. Like, we are keeping the standard buttons on the top and the
Oh
more
yeah.
complex buttons in this thing, so we can divide the circuit, like, you
Yeah, that would be fairly simple. I mean,
know.
you'd actually have two separate, you'd
Okay.
have two separate circuit boards, but they'd be joined by wires or
Okay.
like some cabling between them. Because in the actual flip, that you'd have some linking.
This is clear. Another problem occurs to me. It kind of applies to board layer designers here. I'm not sure about the attendees. If we flip open, and you know how you've got some mirrors in Nightclubs that are mirrors when you turn to them and you turn away and it gives up an advertising display. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
And they kind of respond to the turn of your body. Is it possible that when we open our flip top shell, it's a little compact mirror, and when you press the button, it then goes on to the phone display, the remote control display?
We're marketing to guys as much as we are to women.
They don't look at themselves? Just a thought.
Well, it's a remote control. You were sitting watching TV.
Yeah.
Are you going to want to sort of open it and say,
I know
oh
what you
shit,
mean.
you've got
Because I was
another
using the ideas for
shower
mobile
in your
phones.
head before I put the
Because I was
TV.
using the ideas for mobile phones, I've kind of got
Yeah,
sidetracked onto
no,
that, I
I
think.
think.
Just trying to think of other features we can build in that wouldn't cost too much. And one of these down alongside.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, you could do it. You could have a, because if you just put the full charge through an LCD display, it'll completely blank it out. But I don't know if you could get any mirror effect on it.
I think
I'm
we
not
could
sure.
forget about the mirror. That was just a very quick passing question.
Okay. Would like to share something which I did here. First thing is, basically on design, we just took the input from the previous meeting, especially from the marketing and industrial design, to check on the customer needs and feasibility. Second is we checked into competitors. The picture here shows what are the standard models offered by competitors here. So you generally see there is not much of variety, and like marketing team said, people need trendy. They are bored of black and white. So you generally see rectangular shape, very monotonous kind of designs here. And second thing is there's too much of confusion here. No particular remote is standard. Like some people have here, you see this? This is on I found out that only common feature is the channel control and the volume control. Rest other buttons, they are in a very disorganized and they are not consistent with other models and all. Okay, and second, as already discussed with William, we are going to have maybe a GUI interface
Yeah.
in the middle of the flip top
Remote
and
control.
graphic user interface, basically, which is what we do in computer, have icons or touchpad or whatever, which is
Yeah, if you have like buttons that appear on the screen on this LCD screen.
like you have an icons or something you have is a good example of GUI, graphic user
Yeah.
interface.
Okay.
So basically, a person need not point or click or press any particular device. He just has to click on that particular icon to simplify. And on the top, repetitive buttons which are like volume or channel changing and all could be on the pointing device. That means use a button. So he need not use a pointer to keep changing the channel if a person is frequent surfer. So we are having a combination of both. So on the simpler board on the top, we have this button, rubber buttons, to keep frequently changing the channels.
Can we swap that round so that the ones that we use all the time are on the bottom part?
Infection.
If you're thinking about folding it, you would be using your thumbs to press, just like a mobile phone.
Oh, you
Yeah.
fold it, you'd actually flip it open and you'd be. Wouldn't you? Isn't that the idea? If we just use the shell as an example,
Yeah.
if you open that, you've got your LCD display there and you've got the buttons there. If you're holding
Yeah.
it
That's
like
what I was just
that.
saying.
But
And
it
then
appears
have
as well.
the LCD at the top and then be able to touch that for the other
Okay, and you mean
controls.
to
So you
the
have the volume and the program and things like that.
And the lower this
On
thing.
the lower.
Oh, perfect. So the findings are too many cluttered buttons. Repetition of certain patterns which I already explained. Example, the volume and channel control buttons. All are confusing and inconsistent. Okay, we had a latest finding of voice recognition. There was a mail which mentions that our division has developed a new speech recognition feature. We have to check into the financial feasibility, whether we can incorporate this at a low cost. But for, like, we had response from the customers that they would like to have the feature of finding it. So it could be like, where is the remote? And the remote answers, I am here. Some kind of thing, or it gives a blip sound or some kind of sound. And if this can be incorporated, this would be more, you can say, trendy also and technologically innovative also. So we can check into the financial feasibility of incorporating this. My personal preferences would be, like, as already highlighted by marketing department, they want something to do with fruit. So I wouldn't say the design should be like a fruit, but yeah, we can take inspiration from fruit colors, like the vibrant colors, a red chili, tomato red or whatever. And second thing is certain standard buttons we should have. Like, for example, if you see the previous slide, I think most of the users would now be well acquainted with this central pattern here. So we would not change that particular pattern, because this is the most consistent thing in all remote controls. This is the central one, the one
like
you,
volume,
yeah, volume and channel. So keep that standardized, because that's the most common feature across all models. If you look at all the models, it's here. This. And voice recognition. Kinetic.
That means that there's no function for the port, you know, that it sits in the pressing button then having. So we could incorporate voice recognition.
Yeah, I think.
It.
I mean,
it's like it's a gadget. It's a
it is
selling
quite,
point.
It's quite a cool feature to have. And also, if they've got it, if they've got these parts already in stock, then it won't be cheap to remanufacture. Do you reckon that's a good idea, that where's the remote, I'm here thing? I think that would be quite fun.
I think the only pitfall that we would have would be how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
If that means we have to cut down somewhere else. But I think pretty much we've used cheap, relatively cheap and simple things.
Yeah.
The LCD's not cheap.
Well, it's not as expensive as it would be if it was full colour, because if you've just got a black and white one, I mean, they use them in calculators.
Maybe we could start with the black and white.
Yeah.
That would be good. Upgrade later on after.
Okay. We talked about kinetic charging, because that seems to have decided on that. Did we decide on double or triple
inside components is pretty standardized across the board, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's not really a decision to be made there. The buttons, what did you give us as our... The bare board LCD.
Yeah, I think we're going for the LCD on that one, on the buttons. On the top one.
On the top one, okay, you've got the touch.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
the anti RFIs.
Sorry, could you repeat that last part?
The flip screen, the top one is going to be the LCD and the bottom one is going to be the rubberized one.
And for the, sorry. For the body design, I think plastic.
Plastic.
Yeah, we could use the body
inside.
For the inside and rubber as a padding or for the grips, something like to add to the design. Would that be okay to get? Plastic, right.
We don't want to be tacky if we've got a kind of different shape anyway. The fact the material that we would be using would be cheap, so we could make it red, we could make it psychedelic, you know, we could make it black and white zebra stripes, but that's not really what we're focusing on. What we're focusing on is the, you know, yes. So we could just pick anything.
Is that going to be this image I've got in my head of something kind of shaped like that, maybe about that size, made of plastic, fits into the palm of the hand, rubberized, covered, it's spongy. Is that really going to fit fancy look and feel, which was the major thing that people wanted in market research? Is that
I
something
different?
It's different.
It's just different from everything else. And I mean, I'm trying to imagine clean looking houses, sort of beige and black. You either want something that goes with that, which is what's on the market anyway, or you want something that contrasts, as you know, like you get clocks now that are more of a talking point than an actual clock, because they're so interesting.
I'm just kind of pushing at that to see if you came out with anything else, but I totally agree. We looked at those remotes and they are kind of anonymous, very similar looking things. This would definitely be different. But as long as you find it,
and you would just have it across the board, you would have so many different. Options that you could do. You could have a plain black one. You could have sparkly pink
glittery
ones.
Do you think going to be so relatively cheap to produce? But if in a year's time you get feedback from the design field that shows something else is coming, it's so easy to us to produce that and it can be flipped on.
And
right.
The ones that have rubbery spikes, you know, you could just go.
Acupressure, you could talk of acupressure.
Like
and finally, the body should be detachable. Maybe you can change the body of the casing, the case outside.
Yes.
It should be molded it with the design in such a way you can change it every time.
Yeah, with these rubberized, okay, not the actual plastic outside.
Okay,
it's just the
rubber. Yeah.
Decisions that we've made, kinetic charging, the watch type batteries, LCD display on the top side of the flip top, rubberized buttons on the bottom side. We're going to use fruit and vegetable colours for the rubber cover, the case itself is plastic. That's how far we've got. What else do we have to add to the decisions?
Fine, we were talking of voice recognition also, because that we have not addressed the issue of how to locate a remote control if it's lost. So, are we looking at voice
recognition?
Or maybe like William was suggesting in the last thing, some devices you put on keychains for, the whistle. So, we can, if financially voice recognition is not feasible, we could go for a whistle. Sorry, I didn't mention that. But we'll be incorporating in the design.
As I took it from the feedback you gave in the last meeting from your report, it's not just a case of having this little RR hidden somewhere. They do want it to be obvious that it's our product.
Well, they do, but I think we can.
You
can
think it's kind of on the market.
Well, it is. I think you just address that with advertising. You associate the name with the individual product that it is, and that does the work for you. Obviously, it'll have a logo on it, just like everything. But everything.
Yeah. Again, a question here.
So I think we've probably got, instead of closing, we have 40 minutes. So I think we've probably got about that time before we come back.
I think we're pretty going in a clear direction now.